Chapter 26, The Bible College of Wales. For the first 12 months after the opening of the college, everything was a great success. There were 5 tutors and 38 students. News of the college was in all the South Wales papers, and at the end of the first session, a convention was held which was attended by about 40 ministers. But no work of God can become established unless it goes through the fire. Just because of its rising popularity, God had to take the college into death, so that it should have none to trust in except him, himself. Just as years before, he had taken his servant personally from popularity in the public eye into the hidden walk which few understood. During the summer vacation, the Lord had been showing Mr. Howells that he was not entirely satisfied with the college. There was worldliness among the students, an unwillingness for the standards of faith and surrender which the Holy Spirit had said were to be presented and maintained in the college. The Lord warned him that trouble was coming, but that through it he would purge the work to his own glory. Even so, it was not realised quite how severe the test would be. Shortly after the opening of the second session, there arose a sharp internal conflict, which ultimately reduced the personnel to a staff of 2 and 5 students. There would be not profit after these 30 years in attempting to go into details. Wounds in the body of Christ are always grievous and put us in the dust at the feet of him who died to make us one. Yet God has wonderful ways of bringing good out of evil, and he did that for the college. So far as Mr. Howells himself was concerned, God gave him one definite word: where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. And he would not allow word to be spoken to him against those who had left. The Lord recalled the position he brought him to of being able to love the missionary in Madeira, and without needing weeks to come up to this time, he found he was able to pray for God's blessing as much on those who had left, on those who had remained. For 12 months they didn't have a single lecture, and many thought the college would never rise again. But the time was spent shut in with God in prayer, and they were able to prove that the work did not depend on human support or popularity. Through this experience, said Mr. Howells, the college was put on the rock of ages, on a foundation that no man nor devil could ever shake. Remarkably enough, they seldom had big gifts up till then, but from that time onwards, God began to send in larger sums of money. 5 years later, for the 5th anniversary on Whit Monday 1929, Mr. Howells published the first printed report. In it he said, "We want to give you a brief account of what has been accomplished during the last 5 years through faith and believing prayer." Thousands were watching the outcome of this venture of faith. A college without a committee, council, denomination, or a wealthy person behind it. No appeal was to be made for finance. One of the chief aims was to strengthen the faith of God's people by giving a visible proof that he is the living and faithful God. The needs of the college, as it stands today, run up to nearly £5 a day, nearly £35 a week. During the last 3 years, there has been a rare case to have means in hand to meet our necessities for the 3 days together. It has been the Father's will to teach us the way to trust him each morning for the day's need, to give a practical demonstration of the words, "Give us this day our daily bread." These years have been a time of great financial embarrassment in the world. Scarcity of money and financial pressure have made men's hearts to fail, and many have not been able to stand the strain. But the Lord has been proving to us day by day that living faith is above circumstances. No delays can discourage it, no loss of friends nor depression in trade can touch it. During this period, the Lord has allowed us to be tested beyond our strength, often pressed out of measure, above strength, that we should not trust in ourselves. Our faith has grown with the work, and we have proved over and over again that all the testings have been for the purpose of strengthening it. If we were able a few years ago to take the challenge to build a college when we only had 2 shillings, and by now we have received £8,000 without a single appeal, this in itself is a great encouragement to trust still more. We have 6 tutors on our staff, 4 of them having taken their degrees in different universities of our country. The other 2 are outstanding ministers in the town. We have 30 students in the college, men and women, who have been called by the Holy Ghost and have gladly entered the school of faith. Tuition is given free and the board and residence made as low as possible. Through the gifts sent into the college in answer to believing prayer, we've been able to give it for nearly half the actual cost.